If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Ekathi Economics on Kaya Biz.
Yep, I'm joined in studio by my next guest, who is the founder and CEO of Seseko EdTech. That's Bradley Maseko, who joins us on the show this evening. Good evening and welcome, sir.
Good evening, Gugu, and good evening to your listeners. That was a lovely introduction. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. I'm hoping it means I understand the business.
You definitely understand it. Like, I was listening to you and I'm thinking, wow, she's actually nailing it. You said it quite well. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. Just make me VP for marketing and comms. I'm teasing.
We can discuss.
But on that note, as I've described technology, the use of robotics, virtual reality, some people might think, whoa. Bradley's talking about what we see in suburban schools, private schools, where typically there's a lot of access to these things. But your business is really a technology business that is based on making a difference and a true impact. So tell us what you do and how you do it, but more so where, because that's the sweet spot too.
Okay, no worries. So basically, I think to talk about what we do, I'm more of a social entrepreneur, and a basic description of that is I tend to focus more on the mission rather than just, oh, listen, what are the returns are we making from this particular initiative?
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the work that we're doing in the different communities and in the different schools, we want to make sure that we have an outcomes-based approach where at the end of the day, after the work that we've done, the community has benefited from whatever initiative or whatever program that we're rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at EdTech, as you rightfully mentioned, if you go basically to the Western countries and locally, if you look at the private schools, they are rolling out virtual reality in education. They're rolling out robotics. Then you go back to the community schools, to the rural schools, and they don't have access to such.
Mm.
This is where Seseko EdTech comes in. So we are basically saying whatever technology the private schools or the international schools have in terms of VR or robotics, we are bringing it to you. We are basically bridging the gap between the people that have the technology and the people that don't have the technology. We are the middle player, basically making sure that as we try and empower kids through education, the technology factor, which is a paramount and very important factor, is being rolled out to these kids in the communities.
Definitely. Best of both worlds. And I love that, as you say, you're focusing on making the difference and the impact on the community, but also leveraging on the opportunity for technology to be rolled out here. And that is really social impact, but still an exercise of entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
I'm keen to understand, as you say, you've built your business since 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And this obviously comes with a lot of support, a lot of innovation, a lot of partnership that's necessary. And it's almost like you have to toe the line between the assumption that this is CSI and those who actually understand that it is a business venture, but okay, just a lot more of a shared value model focused on society. So how have you done that sustainably as an entrepreneur? Because this is typically where a lot of entrepreneurs get frustrated.
So the approach that we have is the Seseko brand has got two entities. So we've got the NPC, which is the non-profit company.
Gotcha.
And then we have the private company. So you tend to find that if you're dealing with the private sector, you have certain organizations that want to market their brand, their initiatives directly to their target market, whether it's varsity students or just schools in general. So the business model for that is a little bit different because that is a for-profit venture.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're looking at the nonprofit, you're now working with the different foundations that for them, it's more of the impact that is being created on the ground. That's how we then, so when we deal with the foundations and the NGOs, that's when we shift and we operate under the Seseko MPC.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm also intrigued as well when it comes to the technology play, because we know, as you've mentioned, access to data, the technology infrastructure, the products, the tools that we get used to are not easily available, and we are trying to democratize access. How have you navigated that landscape?
Yeah, this one has been a very it's been a very interesting journey. The technology is not cheap. And I think over and above the technology, it's the software and the programs that one needs to have. So
yes,
it's easy for anyone can easily go to micro and get the hardware. You can go and get the VR headsets. But you need to have the right programs in order to actually effectively educate the kids on the ground. So we have a technology partner in Australia, which is MindFlight 7. They provide us basically with all the different applications, academic applications. And when it comes to our robotics, we also have another partner based in China, which is MakeBook, and they provide us with the different robotics kits. So there's a lot of partnering that happens, but with all that partnering, obviously they needs you need to have an investment, like you need to have the capital to be able to access the tech and the robotics kits, and yeah, that's something that comes then from the business where we, when we do the different jobs, we invest in the business, we take that capital, and then we ensure that we get all the different assets that we need.
Got you. So it's straddling both parts, and of course, I guess a cycle that continues to build up that level of sustainability.
Yeah.
And maybe let's talk about sustainability as to how you're looking to improve access. But even the companies, or I beg your pardon, the schools that you have exposure to, you maintain that flow of support and exposure to technology devices and services as you do.
Please repeat that, Google. Sorry.
The sustainability. So, so I'm aware that last week you had a launch at a particular school. There were beautiful young kids with their virtual reality sets on. But how do we maintain the sustainability so it's not just a once-off to democratize access to technology in that manner?
Yeah. So I think what's beautiful about the approach that I use is I use a multi-stakeholder partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So in everything that we do, we ensure that we engage different stakeholders that have got different objectives. We need to scale, and when we talk about scale is we need to be in the Eastern Cape, we need to be in the Western Cape, we need to be in the different provinces, because the impact that we're trying to create is something that can't just be limited to a few provinces. You'll understand that robotics has actually now been incorporated into the curriculum.
Yes.
And there's now an issue whereby the teachers themselves don't have the training. So how then can these kids in these communities understand what robotics is before their teachers understand that? So when we do, when I talk about multi-stakeholder partnerships, we have partners that will then say, okay, Brad, we want to come on board so that we create access for the teachers to be able to learn about robotics and learn about VR so that they can be able to go out and implement themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a partner that will come on board and say, hey, Brad, we want to come on board so that we ensure that the schools that cannot afford this have the funding so that they can be able to afford the different activities and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of sustainability for us, it comes in two terms. The first one is financial sustainability, where we need to be on the ground doing the different jobs, and the different partners ensure that we are able to do that. But we also need resources in terms of the teachers need to be adequately trained. By the time we are leaving a particular province, it doesn't then necessarily mean that what we came with, we are leaving with, and then it's a dead end for them.
Gotcha.
They need to be able to carry on and implement. However, we are able to virtually provide support for the different provinces or the different organizations that work with us.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, so we are based in Joburg, but we provide support to the different nine provinces.
Stunning. And this is important, right? Because as you say, you want the teachers themselves to continue learning with the learners at the same time. And one thing we know about the hardware can, last a few years, but the software constant upgrades, constant changes, and new developments that take place. Bradley, as we know, we never know who could be listening to the show. And someone might be encouraged by your initiative, working not only in the social impact, but also social innovation space. But what is it that your business needs to thrive? What's that one thing? We'll put it to one thing. And what would it likely take to change it?
What do we need? I think we need scale.
Mm.
And when I talk of scale, is not just necessarily limiting ourselves to a few provinces, but being able to have footwork all over South Africa. Once we have the schools and once we have the people on the ground and once we have the teachers and the students being engaged, I think everything else will fall into place.
Mm.
And in order for us to do that, I think it's a call out to the different stakeholders, be it in education, different stakeholders that are interested in technology to just come on board and say, hey, how can we get together collectively and make make this a success, basically.
100%. And where can we find you should we need you?
You can look us up online, Seseco. It's seseco.co.za. Our Twitter is Seseco_SA. Our Instagram is SesecoSA. And then my email is bradley@seseco.co.za.
Perfect. Yeah. Such a pleasure speaking to you today, sir.
Thank you for having us over at Google. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. And thank you for reminding us that entrepreneurship really can wear two hats. Yes, you can be in it for a profit, but you can also be in it for a purpose.
Much appreciated. Thank Fantastic. You very much, Google.
That's my guest this evening, Bradley Maseko, who's the founder and CEO of Seseco Tech Ed, joining us this evening for Ekasinomics and helping us fully understand the amazing opportunity that exists to have entrepreneurs play their role in society.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.